Welcome to the Student Section Sports Podcast presented by Romper Takeover 2K19.
All right, we got a good show today. The return of Nardi. He's back live in the studio, finally. We did top five favorite bad college football teams. We debated long sleeves in the summer versus short sleeves in the winter, which is the better move. We also threw in a good debate between different movies, TV shows, and rambled on for about 20 minutes. Good Baker and Bad Baker as usual. We recapped the Spike Ball tournament. We talked about our future tournaments, the Romper Takeover movement, Green Lives Matter movement. It's a good show. We'll be right back after we hear a word from our sponsors. All right, we got our good and bad bakers of the week. I'll start off my good baker. We had Student Section Spike Ball Tournament 2.0. Very good tournament. Smaller outcome, less teams involved, but quality teams. Our reigning champs were out of town, so they couldn't play. And probably the next 2 to 3, like, betting odds favorites to win the whole deal were also out of town. And so that was where the deficit in teams was. But so Joby and I actually ended up hopping in to play with our little brothers, and we both went winless for the entire thing. So me and my brother didn't win so we won like games in the 2 out of 3s, but we didn't win a series of 3 games, not even once, bounced in the first round of the tournament or the bracket play, and Joby and his brother did the same. So
did you guys get fatigued?
No. So there was a guy named Taylor Holmberg, and he came with his little brother, I guess it was, I'm not sure. They were good, and me and Tanner, my younger brother, had them on the ropes. They beat us game one, we beat them game two, and we had them. Like, we were up 3 points, like 12-9 in game three. We were going to beat them. We were going to be like a 3 or 4 seed in the bracket play. And they came out of nowhere and just smoked us, man. I don't think we scored another point the rest of the game.
They clutched up.
Yeah, they went nuts on us. So, that happened. Good. Kyle Moore, Austin Brewster, newcomers of the tournament. Shout out to them for winning the whole thing. Brett McCarty, Jason White. Shout out to the second place, the runners up. They were pretty good. Well organized, skillful guys.
Yeah.
Shout out to Brett. Good guy.
Good guy.
Good tournament. Bad Baker was me and my younger brother getting smoked all throughout the tournament. That was pretty tough.
Yeah, it's hard to swallow, man. Doesn't feel good to lose to other people with their little brothers, you know?
Yeah. Well, see, we would have beat Joby and his brother pretty easily.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Because they're bad. They're really bad. Yeah, I wish Joby was here to get roasted. Because
Yeah,
he needs it because they were terrible. He knew it, though. He said they were going to lose. He was just in it for the fun.
Always.
Bring the numbers up.
Always.
But we didn't get a lot of video. Because we had absolutely no video guys there.
Our video guys are slacking, bro.
They're really slacking. Bree had, like, his parents in town from Atlanta, though, so he couldn't, like, make the trip down.
That's an actual excuse, though.
Yeah, Jared Wilkes was in a meeting.
Of course he was.
Well, he is, like, a youth pastor, so he probably did have a meeting. You're a good baker, bad baker?
So, my good baker is I'm finally back. I've been AFK for I don't know how long.
What does AFK mean?
Just gone.
Okay.
Non-existent, basically.
Like a stepbrother to JFK?
Yeah.
He's been gone for a long time.
That's true.
Yeah.
RIP,
yeah, by the way.
Yeah, it's good to be back. So my bad baker is I worked almost... I want to say it was like almost 70 hours the past 2 weeks. I've just been on the work grind, and it really sucked. But at the end of the day, the paycheck's going to look good, though.
Yeah.
So I guess it's a good baker in the same way.
Yeah,
so
we were worried about you there for a minute. We didn't think you were ever coming back.
Yeah. But I'm here, and it's good to be back.
All right, so we got our top five of the day. It's going to be our favorite bad college football teams. There's no criteria for like what makes them our favorite. It could be jerseys. It could be their rugged playing style, their max effort with minimal result. It could really be anything. But we'll go not snake draft style, just back and forth. You first, me second.
Okay.
That way.
Okay. So I like the UCF Bulls.
USF?
USF.
Okay.
Yeah. Did I say UCF?
UCF. That's a dangerous road to go down.
I don't like them. They're not national champions.
Yeah, they already. They claimed it.
But I like USF, the Bulls. My mom is from Florida, and that was the college that she went to her freshman year. And I just think they're a cool football team.
Yeah, they're all right. Okay. My number five, I wrote them down on the sheet out of order, so I'm kind of having, if I throw you off at all.
No, you're good.
Number five, Illinois. They, a long time ago, had a quarterback who went by the nickname Juice, and I liked him a lot. And ever since then, I've been a big Illinois fan. I also think they rock the blue and orange better than any other team that tries to rock the blue and orange.
So you're taking shots at Florida right now?
And Auburn and Virginia.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Okay.
And Oregon State's pretty close because their black is like almost blue.
It's close.
Yeah.
It's close enough.
The black and orange is basically blue and orange because it's still not a great color scheme.
Yeah.
But Florida's kind of nice with it, though. Florida's all right.
Florida's kind of cool. Because when they have the blue and whites,
yeah,
those are pretty cool. But my number two is Texas State. I think they were a football team in like 2013. Like they had just become like a football team.
Yeah, it was their first year.
And I loved them. Like their jerseys are pretty cool, and they're Bobcats. So
yeah.
I liked them a lot. Like I'll get on the hype of the new team that is just like formed and all that stuff.
Well, they're not horrible for a team that's in like their sixth year.
True.
And their color scheme is really nice.
I like it.
The garnet and gold ish.
Yeah. Maroon kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's nice. I like that for sure.
Yeah.
Okay. Number four. Are you going 1 to 5? Because I'm going 5 to 1. If you are, just keep going.
Yeah.
We'll meet in the middle at 3. It'll be awesome.
Yeah.
Number four for me, Ball State. There's nothing that really draws me to this team. I just like them.
The name?
I think they have the same like cardinal in their helmet that Louisville does.
Yeah.
And they're the same colors exactly. It's basically just a big rip off of Louisville, but they're probably almost as good as Louisville.
Right.
So like I can rock with it. Like I'm down with Ball State.
For sure. I like Ball State. It's a cool name.
I think they're also in the Sun Belt, and like me and the Sun Belt get along pretty well. Shout out to Zach Thomas.
Yes, sir. My number three is UNLV.
Okay.
What's not to like about Las Vegas?
Facts. You can gamble there. It's legally.
It's very true. But UNLV is just like a classic team. They were like a big name in basketball when they were really good back in the day.
Yeah, they're not anymore.
They're
but
not anymore, though. But
they still have, like, the name recognition in basketball. They're just not a great team.
Right. And then you would think that it would go over to football, but it really doesn't.
Not even close.
Nope.
Okay, number three for me, I like Florida International. They played Alabama a long time ago, and Alabama beat them really bad. And so, like, I was down with them. I used to be down with Clemson because I didn't think they'd ever beat Alabama. Now they started beating Alabama. Like, I respect them. I don't hate them on, like, the level that I dislike an LSU or an Auburn or a Georgia.
Right, right.
But, like, I respect them. But FIU, they got a nice – they have the same gold that Texas State has, but with a really deep, like, navy blue.
Yeah.
But different than Auburn's navy blue. It's like a midnight navy blue.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
They're cool. That's my number three. That was good how we... I really like that we're both on number three now, but we're going in opposite directions.
We're going in opposite directions now. My number four is Nevada.
Nice.
Nevada, I don't know. But I like their blue. It's like a dark blue. And
yeah.
They're, are they Huskies? Or like, it's like
they're,
something
they're
like that.
They're Wolfpack.
Wolfpack,
the Wolfpack.
Yeah.
Same thing, though.
And Malik Hooker is... Or no, not Malik Hooker. Malik Henry.
Yeah.
Is their quarterback this year.
Shout out to
Last Chance U.
Colin Kaepernick as well.
Yeah.
Rest in peace to that guy.
Yeah. Cap. I just like Nevada.
Did you see his workout video that he put up?
No.
It was like 5 a.m., 5 days a week for 3 years, like still ready. But he's making like lawsuit claims like he's been denied work for 3 years. And like he has like, it's like 887 days I've been denied work. Like
that's crazy, though.
Which is kind of whack. Like,
yeah.
I'm not going to get into that. Me and Joby swore off the, like, that. Not that that's, like, politics, but it's more political than what we want to get, so
true.
We're not going to get into that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I think If he's good enough, I'd be fine with him playing football again. I think he was a fun player to watch.
I think he was awesome to watch.
Did you do your number four?
Yeah, Nevada.
Okay, my number two, San Jose State. Nasty, like, baby blue and yellow.
Yep.
It's sick. And they've always been terrible.
Yep.
They've been beat by Alabama, so they qualify. they're just a really bad team. They're horrible.
It's true.
They'll never be good.
I don't think they'll be good.
No, they might have a 7-5 year.
But that's good for them, though.
If they win double digits in the next 7 years, I'm not going to, because I'm pretty sure they've won double digits in the past decade. I was going to say I'd shave my head. I'll shave one of those cool designs in the side of my head if they win 11 games in a year.
Do it.
Like a lightning bolt in the side of my head.
That'd be sick.
Yeah, it would.
And then my number five is a shout-out to Paul George.
Okay.
Fresno State.
Absolutely.
Fresno State is a it's a classic school.
Oh, yeah.
Not very good at football, though.
Not really good at not great at anything, but decent at everything except football.
Right.
Yeah.
So they have to be a classic number five for me.
Yeah, that's good. Okay, my number one, Coastal Carolina. They have just a stinky color combo. It's like a teal-ish, like aqua green.
Yeah.
With
black.
Black. It's just, man.
Yeah.
Oh, goodness. I in my middle school years, when I was big on flat bill hats, I ordered a Coastal Carolina flat bill hat and wore it a lot of times in a row, to the point where it was no longer wearable because it was so filthy and old. And so,
yeah.
I also had a South Carolina one that I wore a few times. I'm not sure what was going through my brain there.
Yeah.
Because, I don't know, I thought maybe it was cool.
Maybe.
They were good at baseball at the time. I was like, okay.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, shout out to Coastal Carolina because I'm pretty sure they won the national championship in baseball.
Yeah.
Was it this year or like one of the past few years?
It was recently. I know that.
Yeah, it was recent. So shout out to them.
No, it was between Michigan and Vanderbilt this year.
Yeah, that's right. But they won it a couple. Like.
Yeah, they won it a few years back. They're always in it. They're a really good baseball
team. They are a great baseball team.
Yeah, that's our top five. Any honorable mentions here?
Shout
out to Vandy. They're always, you know, doing their thing. I like Vandy a lot. They don't really pose a threat to Alabama, but they always play Georgia really tough.
Well, what about the time they said that they were going to beat Bama, and then they got spanked?
It was 59-0. I was perfectly. I wish they'd do that more often.
Right.
I wish more teams would say that about Alabama.
For real. Because like, I'm sure they would never lose a game.
I wish Clemson would say, like, Dabo would come out and be like, Alabama's trash.
He's not going to,
though. At the end of his career.
And after he beats him a couple more times, maybe, and then he retires. But while he's at Clemson, he's on top. He's not going to say anything.
Yeah. See, I don't know, dude. It's going to be a tough day if Clemson beats Alabama again this year, given, like, the event that they play.
True.
That would kill me. Also, we need to talk about Baker Mayfield. This is a delayed good Baker. Is he had one heck of a drive in his only drive in the preseason. I think it was, what, 5 of 6, 70-something yards and a touchdown.
Absolutely.
He had some beautiful ropes that he threw during that drive.
He did.
It was basically as close to perfect as you can get in a preseason scenario that doesn't matter at all.
Exactly.
It was
pretty flawless for the most part. And it was exciting to watch. And then I remember one of the drives where Callaway caught a touchdown, and then they called him out of bounds. And then Freddie Kitchens throws a challenge flag, and Baker goes and smacks him on the butt, and he was hyped. And I just love the energy from Baker and all the energy that he's bringing right now to the Cleveland area.
Off-season Baker is a really awesome thing.
Yeah.
Like, you get the Baker, like chugging beers at baseball games, and, like, off-season, preseason Baker is just, like, reality TV show almost. Like, so entertaining to watch. He's always and I've seen, like, videos of him, like, acting goofy in the locker room and all this. Off-season Baker is, that's a treat. That's
it
something
is.
That we need, which we get it like 7-8 months a year, at least for the next like 10 years. We're going to get off-season Baker.
That's going to be great.
Yeah, it is.
I have an honorable mention, actually.
Okay,
for
let's hear it.
My top five. I'm going to go with Boise State.
Yeah. Yeah.
They got the they had the blue turf. I don't know if they still have it, do they?
Yeah, absolutely.
They still got the blue turf. Always use them, and I'd always use their field every time. Like I'd play somebody
in NCAA.
We'd be like, "Oh yeah, we're playing at Boise."
So
playing on the blue turf.
They used to have a problem where ducks would dive onto their field because they thought it was water and die.
Really?
On the field because the ducks would hit the ground so hard they thought they were going into water.
That's hilarious.
It was really funny when they had their home and home
yeah.
with Oregon because there were dead ducks laying on the field and there was like pictures taken like
that's crazy.
Oh, this is a sign. Like, yeah. It was really funny.
Yeah.
Because they literally had ducks would just die on their field yeah. all the time. That was awesome. Okay. We're going to do a break, a sponsorship, and then we're coming back with our discussion. We're going to discuss. It's almost a would you rather, but it's not. We're going to debate between long sleeves in the summer or short sleeves in the winter. We think it's a good one. A really good one.
It can be interesting.
And we'll throw some curves in the discussion too, but for now we're going to hear a word and we'll be right back. All right, we're back with our discussion. We're going to debate long sleeve in the summer versus short sleeve in the winter. This is big for me because I partake in both. Like, I'm a big proponent of long sleeves when I shouldn't be wearing long sleeves, but I also will totally rock a short sleeve t-shirt and some sweatpants in the winter. So we're going to sit here and hash this out until we figure out what the deal is.
Okay.
So let's get your initial take, and then let's come to a conclusion after that.
So from being in the north and growing up there, it gets cold. Well, I would wear shorts. I know this is kind of off topic, but like I would wear shorts and a t-shirt most of the time in like 20 degree weather.
Why is it like is it, that just like what feels good to you?
Yeah. So I would say short sleeves in the cold.
So are you a guy who likes to keep it cold in the house or do you keep
yes,
it warm in the
I
house?
I have to sleep like with my fan like blasted.
Yeah, and I like to keep it down around like 66 or 67 cuz I have like an AC unit in my room that controls just my room.
Right.
So I like that. Like be really cold at night.
Oh dude, I wish I had that cuz I'd keep it at like 60. 62. Yeah. Like I love
okay, that's
cold.
Nuts. That's like wake up feeling sick kind of cold for me.
I love the cold though. So I would say short sleeves in the winter.
Okay. I can get down with that. So like you would do that over long sleeves in the summer? Like it's that easy?
Yes, because I will sweat way too much with long sleeves in the summer.
Okay.
And then my shirt will like stick to me and I just don't like that feeling.
Okay. Hold on a second. Of here. Because you're not picking up very loud.
Oh, I'm not.
Sorry, okay. we're having technical in the middle of our podcast, but
it's all right.
That's kind of how we do our podcast around here. So, I'm thinking. See, this is a way more like heavy debate for me because like, you see me right now, summertime. I'm short sleeve. I'm shorts and long sleeve shirt.
Mm-hmm.
It's like every day for me.
Yeah.
But it's like when the cold comes, I gotta have that short sleeve shirt on.
Yep.
I don't know. But I'm big on hoodies, too.
When it's hoodie season, it's hoodie season.
I'll go hoodie and shorts in the winter. There was a snow day my sophomore year, and I was actually rocking a short sleeve shirt, shorts on, slides, and like, Nike socks.
Yeah.
Like, I looked like I just got done with, like, basketball practice, and it was literally snowing, and I had to walk home from the school in slides and socks, so my toes got really cold because the snow was melting because it was getting up. Rough day.
That's
horrible
rough.
Day.
Yeah.
I don't know. Okay. I'm gonna settle on even, but I have another one that I think is just as good.
Okay.
Because we talked about it already.
Yeah.
Like, cold or hot in the house, which this is more of like a listener question to be like cold or hot in the house, but. Because we both agree on, like, the cold in the house movement. So, like, we really just want to hear from you guys on via Instagram DMs. We'll put it up on the story. We'll put a poll up on the story. Y'all let us know, cold or hot in the house.
Hopefully cold wins.
Hopefully cold. A lot of people that I know of keep it cold. But then there's the occasional guy who thinks, like, 74 is comfortable inside.
That's what my house is right now. Like, my dad and my mom think, like, 70 like 6 is like perfect. I'm like, I don't like 76. I want it to be like 65.
Yeah, 76.
Yeah, that's what it is upstairs.
I would move out. I'm not kidding. I would move out.
I'm trying, bro.
I could not dare tolerate a 76 degree house. I'm serious. I would have. It got up to 73 in the house one time when I lived downtown.
Yeah.
And I like started to overheat, started feeling sick, and literally had to leave and drive with my car AC turned on all the way, or else I was like about to puke.
Yeah, I'm like, I can't live in 76 degree house. No. Like they're like, it feels cool in here. I was like, what?
Your bananas, Mom.
I'm like, Mom, I'm like, I'm sweating. She's like, how? I was like, it's hot. Like, yeah. There's no other way to put it. Like 70 degree weather is hot.
Even if it's 76 outside, you're still sweating.
Like, absolutely.
Just standing there.
Right.
Like, if the sun's hitting you in 76, sweating.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and in a house, it's a controlled environment, so you don't want it to be warmer because there's not, like, a ton of circulation. Like,
right.
It's just, like, the air's sitting here and it's hot.
Exactly.
Not a good place to be.
No.
Okay, Star Wars or Star Trek?
Star Wars.
Star Wars, good man. We'll put that a poll up too. Star Wars or Star Trek? That's pretty important. Shoot. Scooby-Doo 1 or Scooby-Doo 2?
1.
Ooh.
Scooby-Doo 1's the best.
I like Scooby-Doo 2.
The first one's always the best.
Okay. Okay, Toy Story 1, 2, 3, or 4. Have you seen 4 yet?
Have not seen 4.
Ah.
Is 4 good?
It's pretty good. It's definitely one of the 4 best Toy Story movies of all time.
I mean, I have to go with Toy Story 1 because that's just a classic.
I like that. I thought Toy Story 2 was pretty good, and Joby told me I was an idiot for that.
Yeah, one is superior to all others.
Yeah, Toy Story 3 I didn't like as much. I'd say Toy Story 1 definitely favorite, then 4, then 2, then 3 for me.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, it's Toy Story 4 is definitely one of the top 4 Toy Story movies.
I have to go see it now.
Yeah. I really messed up when I tried to say 4 there. I hope they didn't pick up on the mic.
Nah, it'll be all right.
Okay. So honestly, at this point, I'm just looking over at your like collection of
my
movies.
My collection over
Pocahontas
here?
Pocahontas or Monsters, Inc.?
Monsters, Inc., bro.
Yeah. That's easy. Office manager Ashley loves Monsters, Inc. She's a big fan.
But Monsters, Inc. 2 is, or like the university one's not as good as the first one. It was good, but no shot.
Yeah. Okay. Shrek or Donkey?
Donkey, bro.
Really?
I'm making waffles.
Office manager Ashley, Shrek or Donkey?
Donkey.
That's right.
You are trash. Shrek, like, Donkey wouldn't be Donkey without Shrek.
Bro.
Okay, Lord Farquaad or the dragon?
Farquaad, bro.
That's easy.
That's luscious hair, bro.
Yeah, that's really easy. Okay.
And the chest hair and everything, bro.
Gosh. Oh, this one's good. I'm trying to find a good comparison to it, though. Okay, Sandlot or Remember the Titans?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that one hits deep.
That
one hits really deep.
That one's tough. I'm gonna have to go with Remember the Titans, bro.
It's I said it, and it's hitting me probably the deepest of all, because I'm torn. Because I grew up on the Sandlot.
That's
like,
true.
But Remember the Titans, dude, that's like...
That's a classic,
that's an all-timer.
Bro. Yeah.
I'll take Sandlot.
I have to go Remember the Titans.
I'll take
that
Sandlot.
One.
Anchorman 1 or Anchorman 2?
Anchorman 1. I'm going with the 1.
Yeah. All right.
For sure.
The Interview or Superbad?
Oh. I'm going to have to go with The Interview.
Yeah, Franco's really funny.
Franco's awesome.
He's hilarious. All right, let's get off this. I'm really just going way deep into the depths.
We're just going down movies over here.
Okay, we have a couple shout-outs. Shout out to the Green Lives Matter movement. We care about the aliens, and we're not storming Area 51. Nardi's on board, I think.
Green lives matter.
Yeah.
All lives matter.
Yeah, but green lives, especially in this troubling time for the aliens, because people are talking about, like, taking them as pets and stuff. Like,
nah.
You know.
We can't be doing
that's
that.
That's messed up.
Yeah.
Shout out to everyone who came to the Spikeball tournament. Great people. Great competition. Special shout out to Kyle Moore, Austin Brewster, for winning the whole thing. Shout out to the new teams. Shout out to the returning teams. Alex French and Nathan Shelton for helping us put it on. We'll have another one late September, mid-October, somewhere in that range.
I like that, yep.
Once the dust settles from the Area 51 deal, you know?
Yeah, probably mid-October.
Yeah, mid-October. Disc golf tournament, that's happening. We don't know when.
Oh, but I'm down for that.
Yeah, we've had some people like riding us talking about when are we going to have a disc golf, when are we going to have a disc golf. We are going to have a disc golf. We just don't know when. because everyone goes back to school and it's impossible to get everybody on the same weekend.
That's very true.
We might make it like a few weeks. Like you have 3 weeks to three different weekends to come and play around. So that way we can record everyone's score and then we'll find the winner, whoever has the best score at that
point. I like that. Yeah. And then if you want to come back for a second time and try to beat your other score or whatnot. Yeah.
So we'll have 3 weeks and you're able to come for two of those weekends and try to get your best score. That will be mid-October as well, before it gets cold.
True.
But after it cools down a little bit.
Yes.
We think that's good. This is something Joby and I discussed because we really like reading ads.
Okay.
So we're just going to shout out Roco Designs.
For sure.
If your girlfriend's birthday is next week, like me, you could go
somewhere
on
right
Instagram
yep.
to Roco Designs. I'm not sure the exact handle, but
I think it's Roco Designs.
Roco Designs. Yep. There might be an underscore at the end, but I don't think so. And you can shop jewelry there. Really good stuff.
Quality.
Office manager Rose runs it herself. And she helps us out, gets us some like bottle openers, keychain stuff, student section oriented. It's really good. You definitely wanna shop Roco. Shout
sure.
out to Roco.
Yep.
Also shout out to the Romper Takeover 2K19 movement the Romper Takeover 2K19 photo shoot in 2020. Do you have any ads you want to throw out there while we're at it? I'm just having fun reading ads at this point.
I don't have any right now. I need to get some, though.
All right. We'll be back later this week. We're back on a normal schedule. We'll be back Thursday with an episode. We're going to do the top 5 washed-up Cinderella stories from college football, and we're going to discuss... We'll probably have a few discussions. We like to come up with those on the spot to really get the creative juices flowing.
Yep.
But you want to see the top 5 washed-up Cinderella stories of football. That one's going to be good.
It's going to be very
good. We'll have good Baker, bad Baker as usual. That's it for today's show. The return of Nardi. He's finally back.
Yes, sir.
Glad to have him.
Yep.
What's closing statements to the people? Let's hear it.
Closing statement? Oh, he's putting me on the spot.
I have to.
If you guys really enjoyed today, subscribe. If you're listening on the Apple Podcast, hit the subscribe and then get notified, you know, every time we go live. And
make sure you also plug Spotify because they sponsor us.
And Spotify because you sponsor us. Thank you for your money. Write a review. Rate a 5-star review. Make us look good and then get us recommended to other people that are, you know, interested in sports talk. So, yeah, that's my closing statement.
Also, you could go with the classic man-to-man marketing style where you just tell people about our podcast. That's the show. Thanks for listening. We'll see you later this week.
See ya.